This week's story is sponsored by Audible Kids. Please visit audiblekids.com/storynori for your free audiobook download.
How King Richard Met Robin Hood. Hello, this is Natasha, and I'm dropping by with another story about Robin Hood.
But before the story, I would just like to tell you about our sponsor, Audible Kids. At Audible Kids, you can find over 3,500 audiobooks just for children. The site is really easy to navigate, and you can easily listen to samples online. All in all, it's a really cool service. With StoryNori's special offer, you can sign up for a free download just by entering your email, and there's no need for credit card details. Just go to audiblekids.com/StoryNori or follow the link in StoryNori's sidebar. Just one more thing. Sorry, but this offer isn't yet available to those with .co.uk email addresses. But all our listeners outside the UK can sign up for a free download at audiblekids.com/StoryNori.
In the story called The Golden Arrow, we heard how King Richard promised the sheriff that he would come to Nottingham to help him deal with the notorious outlaw Robin Hood. You may recall that Robin was saved from the sheriff of Nottingham's trap by a good knight who gave him protection in his castle. The sheriff rode away to London to seek the help of King Richard. With the sheriff gone, it was safe to leave the castle, and Robin returned to Greenwood with his men, many of whom had been wounded. A day or two later, the knight went out hunting along the river with his hawks. But the sheriff was waiting for him. His archers caught the knight at the bend in the river, and there was no escape. The sheriff took him back to Nottingham as a prisoner, bound hand and foot. When the knight's wife heard the dreadful news, she rode out to Greenwood to find Robin Hood and to beg him for help. "Dear Robin Hood," she said, "for our lady's sake, grant me this boon. Never let my wedded lord be shamefully put to death like a common criminal." Robin, who himself was no common criminal, would not leave his friend to such a fate. He chose 20 of his best archers, and they rode straight into the city of Nottingham, not even bothering to wear disguises. They found the sheriff and his bodyguards on the steps of the law courts.
"Good sirs, what news of the king?" called out Robin.
But he did not wait for a reply. He fired his arrow directly at his enemy, the sheriff, and struck him dead. Then his men attacked the guards with swords and put them to flight. They rushed into the courts and down to the cells where they found their friend.
"Good sir knight," called out Robin, "come with me to Greenwood through the moss, the mire and the fen."
And the knight was only too happy to ride with Robin to the forest and to freedom. News of this lawlessness soon reached the king in London, and he decided to waste no more time in coming to Nottingham to restore order. When King Richard reached the city, he called all the elders and local dignitaries to a council.
"This is my decree," said the king. "Whoso shall ever bring me the head of this errant knight will receive his castle and all his lands."
Many around the table murmured their approval, and only one old wise knight dared to speak an opposing view.
"My liege, there is no living soul in this country who may enjoy the lands of my fellow knight while Robin Hood rides free with his bow in his hands."
And all had to agree that the wise old knight spoke nothing but the truth.
So does anyone have a better plan? Asked King Richard. But no one around the table could think of one. That evening, a forester asked permission to speak to the king. He was brought before His Majesty and spoke as follows.
Sire, if you wish to meet with Robin Hood, you should take 5 of your best knights and ride with them to the abbey. There put on monk's habits and then make your way to Greenwood. You will meet with Robin Hood soon enough.
The king saw the cunning of this plan, for surely even the lawless Robin Hood and his men would not fire their arrows into a group of travelling monks. Later that night, the king and his 5 best knights rode over to the abbey to borrow some clothes. The king chose a broad hat, which he wore over his crown so that he looked like the abbot. His knights pulled monk's habits over their armoured breastplates. The king did not have to travel very long through Sherwood Forest before he met with Robin Hood's men. Naturally, the outlaws believed him to be the abbot, who was famous for his high living and his greed. They brought him, together with the 5 knights dressed as monks, to their leader under the greenwood tree. Robin declared that the abbot must stay a while in Greenwood and hand over some of his gold for charity. The king, in disguise, replied that he was carrying but 40 pounds, adding,
"For I have been in Nottingham this past week, and I have spent much gold entertaining the king."
Robin divided the 40 pounds, half for the families of his men who had been recently killed or wounded, and the other half he returned to the man dressed as an abbot, saying,
"Keep this for your spending. We shall meet another day."
The king replied with an invitation to Robin to come and dine with him in Nottingham. Robin admired his spirit and replied,
"Indeed I will. But for now, Sir Abbot, stay a while and dine with me under the yew tree."
Robin blew his horn, and 7 men came and kneeled before him. He commanded them to stand up and draw their bows. The king thought that they were meant to kill him, but happily he was mistaken. Robin declared that there would be a shooting match, and whosoever would miss the target would receive a blow. Will Scarlet, Little John, and Gilbert all hit true, but Robin missed his target by 3 fingers' width. And Gilbert said,
"Master, you must pay."
"Indeed I must," said Robin,
and turning to the abbot said,
"My honoured guest, do me the service of a blow." The king protested that he would do no harm to a good yeoman of the forest, but Robin Hood said, "Dear abbot, you hit me with my full permission. In fact, I insist."
Then King Richard, the Lionheart, rolled up his sleeve and gave Robin such a blow that he laid him out on the ground. It was almost a minute before Robin opened his eyes and was able to sit up. He was about to congratulate his guest on the strength of his arm when the king threw off his hat and revealed his crown.
Robin and the knight recognised their king straight away and kneeled before him, and shortly after so did all of his men.
"Good sire," said Robin at length, "I have shown you hospitality. Grant me this boon. Pardon me and all my men for our crimes."
And the king gladly granted his royal pardon to Robin Hood and his men. And that's the story of how King Richard met Robin Hood. Bertie says that most of our stories about Robin Hood come from an ancient ballad called The Guest of Robin Hood that was written around the year 1450. And although Robin Hood was a real outlaw who committed crimes, he was supported by the people because the sheriff was unjust. I do hope that you enjoy our Robin Hood stories and all the other free audio tales on StoryNori.com. For now, from me, Natasha, bye-bye.